Mornings to John Gibson Morning Digestion for Friday, November 16th. It's interesting. This is a Mueller day. Grand jury meets on Fridays. There's some suspicion that today will be an indictment day because next Friday is the Friday after Thanksgiving. Unlikely then. We're on standby for Mueller stuff today. Along those lines, apparently the U.S. is getting ready to charge Julian Assange. That's in the Wall Street Journal. It's not just getting ready. An inadvertent revelation in another filing, an unrelated filing, shows that Assange has been charged under seal, says the Washington Post. CNN says Trump's tweets show he knows the indictments are coming. He did a big interview with the Daily Caller. Washington Post says it's caused new problems. It's the fact checker because he says things that they say aren't true. Midterms, recount ordered in the Florida Senate race. DeSantis holds the lead in the governor's race. That's in the New York Times. The Washington Post, a machine recount shows DeSantis is the winner. Gillum lost. Immigration, Wall Street Journal reports migrants figure out they'll be in detention a shorter time if they come as a family, bring the kids. Fires, Trump is going to California on Saturday. That's in the New York Times. AP News, smoke is spreading all over California. People are wearing masks. 68 dead, according to AP. Guard troops are searching for bodies. On AP, fire refugees camped out at a Walmart parking lot, in tents, and it's going to be very hard to figure out where these people are going to live. I mean, it's pretty ugly. New York Times, Americans moving closer to nature. What they get is fires. In tech, Zuckerberg defends Facebook in conference call. It does not go well. That story is in the New York Times. Also in the New York Times, advertisers starting to react to news. News report that Facebook knew about the Russians and let it go in pursuit of more money. The New York Times did a story yesterday reporting that Sheryl Sandberg and Mark Zuckerberg ignored the Russia thing and ignored, hate postings because they were looking for more money. And that has caused advertisers to rethink whether they want to advertise on Facebook. Wall Street Journal, Apple is going in the movie business, making feature-length movies. And the New York Times, the piece is, Why Amazon Picked the Wrong Cities for HQ2. I mean, they're not getting the warmest welcome in New York and Arlington, Virginia, I'll tell you that. Social justice warriors, white guy charged with hate crimes and killing two black people in Louisville. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. The Washington Post, that story about the homeless vet saved by the millennial couple and, raised a bunch of money on GoFundMe was a total lie. They were all in cahoots together to raise this money. And the New York Post has a piece on how they were exposed and found out. The Wall Street Journal. In Britain, the Super Bowl advertising period is actually Christmas. British Christmas ads are highly anticipated. The Elton John ad is this year's star. I'll try to post it on there. You can look at it, but you should go look at it in the Wall Street Journal or Google it, because apparently the ad takes Elton John from, as a little kid when he got a toy piano as a gift to his superstardom. And in the San Francisco Chronicle, El Chapo's trial gets underway in New York, and apparently it has started. Now, Angry Rich lined up guests for today. John Zogby in the first hour, Kayleigh McEnany in the second hour, also Daniel Flynn in the second hour. This is the 40th anniversary of the of the I don't know what to call it, actually, the slaughter of 900 people by Jim Jones in Guyana. And so the guy who wrote the book about it, Cult City, Jim Jones, Harvey Milk, and the 10 Days That Shook San Francisco, Daniel Flynn, he's going to be on in the second hour. And then Johnny Angel Wendell joins us in the third hour for more chatting about music and stuff. So see you in the show at noon Eastern.